friends and fellow adventurers, welcome to the Min-Maxed Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue the Extinction Curse. A recap of Session 31. Still on the second floor of the Aran Tower, we encounter a room with three more Zolgaths and two Quazits. Before they get totally wrecked, one manages to ring a giant gong. Four more Zolgaths come charging down, and three of them die before doing anything. The fourth bravely runs away. We then move into a room with some really nice furnishings and clothing and a giant-ass bed. In a box, we find a bound woman. As we untie her, she thanks us for saving her, but is also kind of weird. She tries to seduce Peach Pie and Jeb. It goes poorly for her. And literally nobody doesn't think she's a succubus. So she just attacks. Combat is hectic and Peach Pie goes down. Jeb heals him, though. After a few rounds, she surrenders. She's offered us some information, but what does she plan to do next?
All right, lady, what do you think you have to tell me?
I surrender to you, dwarf.
What are you doing here?
Moving on from a previous conquest.
The Hermitage?
Oh, clever tree. Yes, the Hermitage.
So do these good Zolgaths follow you, or is there someone else in command?
Follow me. Putrid smelling lizards. Hardly have enough organization to even do what they intend to do. They don't even know why they're doing what they intend to do.
Do you know why?
No. No, but I planned on finding out.
Yeah, we do too. We should, like, join forces.
Who do you think I am, wizard?
Some hot lady that was hiding in a box?
I'm a succubus, you fool.
Can I do a check on that?
I guess.
See what my character knows about succubus?
Succubi? Oh, yeah. Recall knowledge? Yeah, I'll give you that.
23. What are succubi?
Succubi are demons.
And what languages do they know, by the way?
As far as languages that they know?
Yeah.
Languages, there's a lot. Abyssal, Celestial, Common, Draconic. And then three additional mortal languages. Let's go with Varisian.
As soon as she mentions she's a succubi, anything I say moving forward is going to be a mix of all the different languages, like just words and sentences of different languages she would know.
Well, I mean, she doesn't say she's a succubi. Wait, did she? She
told you just told me you're a succubi. That's why the wizard is doing the check, because he was too fucking stupid to know.
You're right. The conversation that she has with the wiz is going to be a mix of things. Once the wizard starts speaking to her in several different languages, she cocks an eyebrow. She looks interested. She looks intrigued.
And probably a little confused, because it probably doesn't make much sense. It's hard. Like bits and pieces of different languages.
What else is in this tower?
Depends on what you've killed so far.
Well, most things.
A bunch of Zolgath and a couple of gelatinous cubes.
Oh, and there's a spider. The spider killed my friends. It sucked.
Oh, so you've taken care of the cubes. A minor annoyance. A spider? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like it was like
it goes
facing.
Like this. No?
Yeah, and like the Wiz does the hand motions with Jeb while he's doing that, like
view, view.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're talking to some sort of phasing creature. An ether spider, perhaps.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's unfortunate. They killed your friends, you say?
Yeah, I'm super sad. You wanna hit this?
That's unfortunate. What exactly are you smoking there?
I don't know. It kind of smells like a skunk, but it's really difficult to find a girl myself.
I am curious. Will you pass it to me?
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, shit. That's good stuff, Wiz.
Love that you guys are role-playing Puff Puff Pass. She says to you in Celestial and Abyssal in a mix.
I have to know, I don't know Celestial. I do have Draconic and Abyssal, though.
Okay, so she speaks to you in Abyssal and Celestial, and you catch every other word.
Yeah.
There's foreplay in the ask.
Smoke. The ass cheek?
That's kind of what I thought it sounded like. There's foreplay in the ass cheeks.
Well, you know.
What's upstairs?
Upstairs is the fool.
Fool as in singular?
Not you, clown. You're on my floor.
No, I more meant you're saying there's only one person upstairs.
Oh, no. It depends. I heard the alarm gong, so I understand that there must have been a contingent of the foul lizards.
The alarm gong. Down.
Okay.
There's a fool who resides upstairs, attempting to do foolish things to an ancient artifact that it doesn't understand. That truly I don't even understand.
That sounds like a Friday night to me, like.
Wizard, would you like to come with me?
I mean, we'll both be coming by the end of the night, right?
Can we not?
I was waiting for Spencer. Where did you want to go?
I'd like to return back to Div.
What's Div? Where's Div?
Div is a city. Wait, is it not actually called Div? Oh, shit. No, that's an entire race of demons. No, that's not what it's called. I swear there was a city called Div in the Abyss. I guess
so. Succubi dwell primarily in the depth of the Abyss, particularly the Midnight Isles, the lair ruled by their mother and patroness, Noctakula.
That's old. But they probably are still there.
This is 1E Wiki, yeah. So yeah, I can't imagine.
They're probably still there.
I can't imagine the Abyss has changed much.
Noctakula really. Isn't there anymore. She's no longer.
Yeah.
Noctakula!
Yes, so Peach Pie worships Nocticula, and for a very long time in our 1E games, we thought it was Noctakula, and we had a joke that it sounded like an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie when somebody was about to put him in the cooler. And he says, Noctakula! It was a long time ago. It might have been back when we did the...
It was Return of the Rune Lords, actually.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what she was in, yeah.
Because Nocticula was a big, big part in Return of the Rune Lords.
Yeah, she pops up in a couple APs.
She does.
What did I say? It was the Midnight Isles?
Yeah. She would say,
we plan to return to the Midnight Isles at some point, wizard. I think you would enjoy the torments. I think you would enjoy... lust.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, so I don't know if I'm gonna go there with you, but like, I'm gonna hang out with these guys for a bit. They're helping me with find some friends who are dead. But once I'm done with all this shit, like, I might travel that way. What's your name? I'll hit you up if I'm there.
She kind of smooths out her skirts a little bit and she goes, unfortunate. My name is Beleni.
Bethany?
Beleni.
Beleni. The two L's or one L?
It's two L's.
I or Y at the end. Y means you're a bitch.
It's nice. An I.
Nice. Yeah.
I knew I liked you, wizard.
I'll bring some party favors when I swing by.
I do expect to see you at some point, the wizard.
But was she actually like captive, or was she just like lucky enough to be staying here?
I think she was just fucking with us because she heard the gong.
No, I heard the alarm gong and I knew that there was danger. I figured that you would be pliable enough to be able to control.
Well, I'm still petting the wolf this entire time with this smirk on my face.
Why are you hanging out with a bunch of troglodytes?
I came here based on information that I found out from Harlock.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Why
did you like torture it out of him?
Who was Harlock?
Harlock's like the guy we found in the
wizard wouldn't have met him.
Wizard didn't.
Oh yeah,
him.
Sorry.
So you would have to explain it to him.
So wait, he sent you. Why were you in contact with Harlock? And he sent you here to hang out with some troglodytes?
Contact with Harlock, please. He wrote down everything he knew into a journal, which was easy to gain information from.
And you just thought it'd be like, oh, cool, I'll go hang out with some troglodytes?
I didn't know the troglodytes were here at the time. All I knew is that there was a powerful artifact that I could gain power from. Turns out it was a little more complicated than I gave it credit for.
I'll give you a very simple, complicated point. I can't do it. Nope. Spencer's going to hate me for making this comment. I'm not going to do it. Never mind. I can only anger Spencer so much. He has a limit.
Wouldn't say it's anger. Maybe like comfortability.
You're not even Savatry right now, man.
There's no off switch.
The lewdness goes through all of them.
Say, what you forget is they're all Ted.
They're all Ted.
And they all want to fuck NPCs.
Or Tyler.
Aw, yeah. She's going to look over at Peach Pie and go, I didn't realize there was somebody who could resist me so strongly.
I'm a complicated individual.
You look like a lot of things.
Primarily a clown.
You do look like a clown.
Thank you.
A fool would be easier to fool than you were.
I'm smarter than I look, I think.
It's true, he is.
You look like a fucking idiot.
Hey, now.
Yes, it's my true form.
I mean, that was pretty harsh. Like, maybe you need another puff of this. I pass it back.
Good. I'll take another one.
Are you going to stay here or leave now?
Why would I stay with a fool and then a bunch of fools being led by a fool?
Am I one of the fools in this situation?
They're the leader, fools. I say, pointing towards Moonlight.
The tree is your leader. I don't know what to think about you. You puzzle me.
I'm okay with that.
She just fucking scowls hard.
Yeah, try and seduce them. Go for it. Go get Splinter.
You can see she's extremely uncomfortable by you.
Asexual tree. Reproduction. Give me a exactly. B. I'm good.
It's not even asexual. It's just some druid creates.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Spirit goes into it.
And she scowls heavily at Moonlight and goes, fine, bush, tree, how can I convince you, the leader of the fools, to let me go alive?
Wait, we are going to kill her?
Well, she was trying to kill us, so we would have.
But she's not trying to kill us now.
I'll follow you. I'll follow Moonlight's lead.
I just want to bring up both points. I mean, we could kill her and be done with her, or we could like let her go. And I can meet up with her
at
some future date in the Midnight Isles.
How do we know you won't just attack us when we confront the man upstairs, or creature, or whatever it is?
There's so much more than Kavnakash. He's a fool. We have no reason to join forces with him. My time here is done.
You have decided that the relic isn't worth the trouble?
I've decided that the relic is too complicated for me to deal with alone. When I came to the Tower of Arryn, it was from the Hermitage. I came here based on things that I saw Harlock writing in his journals. And when I came, I expected to find an empty tower with a powerful artifact from the past. Instead, I found these stinking, disgusting lizards. I allied myself with Kavnakash, promised him that I would help him destroy the artifact. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to assist him, and he's ignored me for some time.
What have you done to attempt to destroy the artifact?
Many things. A sentientless orb that floats around a tower aimlessly cannot be coerced into failing.
Well, no, not everything is dealt with by sex and sexuality.
A lot of things are, though.
A lot of things. I'm really trying to decide what Moonlight would want to do with this thing, because I feel like I want her to die, but I'm not sure we're strong enough to do it.
I mean, if we take it to a vote, I vote we let her go. The Wiz raises his hand.
Let her go.
I feel like the Wiz just like puts that out there.
Yeah.
Without any prompting. Just like
why do you guys like keep killing everybody? Like, just let them do their thing.
If you let me go, tree, I'll revoke my profane gift from Kavnakash.
That sounds cool.
to make him a little easier to deal with for your party of fools?
I confront her on the wolf, and if she's the one that finished the ritual.
Well, the hermits decided to take to the corruption quite readily. There was a halfling that was so susceptible to it. It was almost easy. But they did that to the wolf. I just reaped the rewards.
Can it be released?
Released from its new nature?
Correct. Its unnatural nature.
Unless you know how to do it. I do not.
I think I want to make an intimidation check to, like, tell her to find she can leave, but if we see her again, we will kill her.
That's good. She's already off-put by you. I like that.
Who would it be?
I'm going to hero point that.
Ooh, that's a nat one.
That's a good call.
Oh, that was fucking 11, and it goes to a goddamn 4.
It showed 11. That was bull.
Yeah, it sounded on 11 for me.
She looks at Moonlight and just goes, "You don't scare me, tree. What do you want from me?"
Go away and leave us alone.
You're not going to, like, kill us, right?
Why would I want to kill you? I've already surrendered myself to you.
That's true. Let's just let her go, then.
Let me leave alive, and I will revoke the gift that I've given to Kavnakash.
Revoke it now.
Closes her eyes, makes a few gestures.
Can I do a check to make sure she's actually doing that?
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Nat 20, 28.
I can't roll for shit. You roll 2 fucking nat 20s in a row. Go fuck yourself.
Ted, take a hero point. The only reason you get it is because you recalled knowledge on the succubus and you fucking rolled a nat 20 on this fucking perception check. That's not how a succubus removes a profane gift.
Hey, why are you lying to us?
What are you talking about, wizard?
That's not the thing you're supposed to do.
I roll a 20 on the die.
For fuck's sake, what?
To hit her with my axe.
Reinitiating combat?
Yeah, the second she
lied.
The second the wizard
Spencer's been done with this for a while, so as soon as I said she lied, no, it's just like, go.
I guess I can't complain about that at all.
Fuck yeah, let's re-roll initiative on this then.
All
Jeb,
right.
You start us off and you get a nat 20 on that die. Give me that damage.
22.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck.
Is she going to take any status penalties for being stoned?
Your weeds.
I asked that, but at the same time, I don't take any myself.
I was just going to say, where's your status penalty for being stoned all the time?
What would that be a penalty towards?
Initiative, for sure. No. No status penalties.
Minus wisdom plus...
Would it be wisdom?
Nothing. Are you kidding me?
Let's say plus nothing.
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, give me a plus to charisma.
Yeah, maybe a little plus to charisma, maybe. Depending on how stoned you are.
She does get to go right at the top of the order. However, Jebediah fucking lays into her with 22 damage on that war axe, and that's how we start. She shrieks in pain, and she uses her first action to attempt to tumble through Peach Pie, because he's, like, right fucking there.
That's against my fortitude DC, isn't it?
It unfortunately is. She gets a 30.
She critically succeeds.
She tumbles through Peach Pie's square. Action 1. Action 2. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Action 3. She runs out of the room. She flees, which will then take us to Jebediah. It's your turn.
Well, I get rid of this unnatural beast. I take him out of his misery. At least I attempt to. With a 21 to hit and 10 damage.
21 hits, 10 damage will kill the blood wolf.
All right, and I can't catch her, but I'll see if Turtle can't get... If Turtle leaves, does she see her?
Yep. Turtle will see her in the hallway fleeing.
Turtle attempt to cut her off, I guess.
Turtle uses 2 actions to get on the other side of her.
Yep.
Easily done. Well, wizard, it's your turn. Did you get off the bed at any point during this whole encounter?
He hit her pipe at one point. So
yeah, I got up to hand her a pipe and then I was petting the dog, so I'd probably be like here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna chase after her. So when I get to the curtain, is it open?
It's open enough. It's not difficult to push aside.
I'd get to here with 2 movements. So I'm about 15 feet behind her. They're like, hey, why are you running away? What's going on? What the fuck?
Trying to kill me.
Well, why were you not dismissing your whatever?
She's not going to respond. What do you do with your third action?
I'm tempted to just magic missile her in the back.
Do it up, man.
I wonder how much HP she has left. I can only fire one missile.
Do it.
Yeah, I'll fire off a single magic missile.
She called you a fool.
She did call me a fool.
Like a dozen times, man.
3 damage.
As the wizard comes out.
Hey, man, why'd you run away from me?
Hits her right in the middle of the back, and she falls to her knees and hits the deck. She's dead. That would not have gone half so well if Jebediah hadn't rolled a goddamn 20. Yeah,
just open it up with a crit.
Fuck. 22 damage. Jeez. She actually could have taken Peach Pie with her. She really could have.
Well.
Like physically or like taking him down and then left?
Like actually like knocked it. Like taking him out again.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant like physically like taking
no,
him
out. No, I mean Peach Pie... I mean, Jeb, you had, what, 12 HP? Peach, I had 20.
She could have done her kiss on him, killed him, and then slapped me, and I probably would have died.
Yeah, she really could have. Congratulations, party. You've defeated your first succubi.
I grab her leg and drag her back into the room.
Whoa,
like,
guys, what are you
going to do? Guys, I had to kill her. She called me stupid.
You can wear the guilt of killing a succubus, then.
You did the right thing.
Says Bernard.
She attempted to deceive us.
I mean, she was really high. Maybe she did it by accident.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time a spellcaster fucks something up because they're a little too... I'll take a heal from someone at some point. Like, I'm a little hurt.
Where's everybody at for health right now?
If we spend...
We'll just heal out of it.
Yeah, we're probably going to have to spend at least 2 hours here.
A couple hours and multiple healing rolls later, we prepare to head upstairs for the final encounter.
Let's get this over with and get the hell out of this place.
I want to clarify that I walk up the stairs with my hammer in my left hand and an acid flask in my right. Just because I don't know what I'm going to meet up here. I want to be prepared to range attack if necessary without having to spend an action to draw out my potion.
That's fair. All right. Who climbs these spiral? There's the spiral staircase that leads up. Anything specific that you would like to do before going up?
Jeb or Peach Pie, which one of you wants to go first?
I don't care. I'd go first. You can go first if you really determine, Jeb. Doesn't matter to me.
You seem to be prepared.
All right, I'll go first.
You climb up the spiral staircase. It goes up. It takes about a minute to slowly climb.
Oh, so it's quite a ways up.
It's a ways up. When you hit the top, a sun-shaped platform of marble rises 10 feet above the flat mud brick summit of the Arran Tower. 4 large columns support another marble slab over the circular staircase in the center of the tower summit. But there are no walls, so the open-air platform provides a commanding view of the Isle of Arran, the Inner Sea, and the Isle of Kortos to the south. A blazing ball of light, 3 feet in diameter, swings around the tower summit in a lazy circle, never approaching closer than within 40 feet of the tower, causing shadows to spin across the marble. The orb provides bright light, but no heat. Instead, a soothing feeling of growth and life emanates from it. On the platform, a small heap of ripped nets, broken poles, and other debris is surrounded by several charcoal marks of geometric shapes. You see 3 creatures. One is that Zolgath warrior who escaped your clutches. From the ones that came down after the alarm gong was rang, you see a large winged creature with sharp beak.
Oh shit.
The fucking pterodactyl.
My new animal companion.
It's a fucking pterodactyl.
Like, it's got tons of teeth in its beak. and it has this kind of plume of feathers that are all multicolored, but it also just looks big and mean and angry.
Hanging out next to another Zolgath, this one's holding a mace, a wicked looking mace that has this blue hue that surrounds it and this unholy glow. He looks angry.
Yeah. He's wearing like scale mail, which I feel is some kind of joke. But other than that, he just kind of looks like a Zolgath. I mean, he looks very primitive. And yeah, he's holding a big stone mace hammer thing.
As Peach Pie crests the top, in common, the obvious leader of the Zolgaths goes,
"You're the ones Blenny warned me about. You took your time, didn't you?"
So that's what she was doing rather than actually retracting her whatever magical buff that she had given him.
"What are you doing here? What do you want?"
Is just David invisible, or have we all made it to the top?
Yeah, do we all get to the top?
If you all want to start working your way up, you can. Go ahead. The pterodactyl that's standing just behind this Zolgath flaps its wings a bit and scraws at you.
When he asks what we're doing here, Moonlight will respond,
"We are here to find out what's wrong with the tower and why it's not giving the life that it used to."
"Not giving the life? It was stolen from us."
"What was stolen?"
"The tower was stolen from you?"
"No. The orb."
"Who stole it?"
"That doesn't matter now."
"Well, we were told this story or read this. We heard this story.
We know Aradin built the towers. Is this guy implying that Aradin stole the Aeon Orbs from Zolgaths?"
"Don't fuck with me, clown. This should be destroyed. Now I will destroy it."
"What good does that do?"
"It doesn't matter what good it does."
"What bad will it do?"
a lot?
"It would ruin the entire ecosystem of the Starstone Isles. They would be unlivable."
"Is that squirrel talking?"
"That doesn't sound that bad."
"Yes, hello, my name is Bernard."
"Fuck you, Bernard."
"Ah, that's really rather rude."
"Deal with it."
"How do you plan on destroying it?"
Give me a perception check.
23.
He looks immediately frustrated by it.
"I'll find a way."
Based on Beleni's comments, he can't figure out how to do it.
"Who are you, tree, to tell me what I can and cannot do?"
"Nah, he leads us. He's important. He talks a lot."
"This thing? What even are you?"
"A Maleshi, uncultured swine."
I whisper an undercommon, "Burn, bro."
He kind of like does this like hiss growl in his throat.
"You will not survive the Tower of Aaron."
"You can't figure out how to get destroyed anyway, so why don't you just leave?"
The orb, as it's circling the tower, pulses brightly.
"Have you done anything to make it stop working? Because we'd like to fix it."
"Enough!
Okay.
Frustrating."
I throw a potion at his face.
We'll hit initiative. Give it to me.
Can I use intimidate for initiative?
Oh yeah, give it to me, Moonlight.
God, stop giving things to me.
Sorry.
Oh, there's my nat 20. I get a 33 initiative.
Dang. I'm going to give you a free initiative or an intimidate check against any one of the three enemies.
Oh, it's obviously going to go against, what was his name here? Kavnakash? Is that what you called him?
Kavnakash.
Yeah.
That guy.
I'm not too worried.
I'm not too worried.
That's a 32 intimidate check.
Jesus Christ.
Quit, I rolled a 20 so and a 19.
Jeez. Okay.
Is that for like demoralize or whatever?
It's basically going to be a free demoralize check. It is not a critical success. It is a success. And that imparts frightened one, right?
Yeah. Jesus, his will DC is over 12.
Jeez. He looks really taken aback by you, as I can only imagine, as Moonlight gets to the top of the tower, dark tendrils and clouds begin to surround Moonlight, dangerous looking. We're about to enter into the final combat of book one.
Hell yeah.
The Circus of Wayward Wonders versus Cav Nakash. At the top of round one, Moonlight with a natural fucking 20 on an intimidate check for initiative. You're up.
Okay, so that darkness that surrounds Moonlight coalesces into a small bead and shoots out at them. I'm going to use my first action to use the Widen metamagic ability, and then my second and third action to do Sound Burst.
So you're making a 15-foot burst.
15-foot burst, which should hit all three of them.
Fuck yeah, it does. All right, fortitude saves from each of them. The Zolgath Warrior gets a 24. Cav Nakash gets a 25. And the Pterodactyl gets a 23.
Jesus Christ. They all fucking save.
Yeesh. They all roll really well.
So, well, I at least rolled decent damage. But they all take half, so they each take 7.
That's probably your best sound burst roll so far.
Like, for the actual roll itself, yes, but total damage, no. And that's my turn.
Then after Moonlight, Peach Pie, it's your turn.
We're going to try this. It may not go well, but we're going to give it a shot. First action, I'm going to rage. Second action, I am going to throw that potion that I'm holding at Cav Nakash. I am beyond my first range increment, so here we go. 19 to hit.
That will miss.
So they would all take one splash damage, or at least Cav Nakash and the Pteranodon would take one splash damage. Then I am going to move up, or am I? Yeah, I'll move up, but I'm not going to actually move all the way up to him. I'm going to see if I can bait him to come to me. So I move up a little bit, but I'm staying about 10 feet away from him.
Okay. As you get closer to him, give me a fortitude save.
Oh, yeah, because they stink.
Because he smells.
25.
You succeed, and you're immune to all Zolgath stenches for a minute.
Fantastic.
Next is the party's wizard.
Part of me wants to run up there and color spray them all.
I think it would only affect one of them, so it's probably not worth it.
I mean, it would still affect all of them unless they all saved. Because even on save, they still get dazzled. It's just critical success.
Yeah, but if it's an incapacitation effect, it's counted as one higher.
Yeah, so if they save, they'll get critical successes.
Yeah.
Jeb, are you going to be running up there? Running up into them?
I'm going to get up there.
Okay, I'm going to move here and cut the spray. Hit all three of them. And hope for the best.
Fair enough.
And that was about as good as I could have hoped for.
Yeah. So, Cav Nakash gets a 17 against the color spray. However, because of the incapacitation trait, that failure turns into a success. The Pteranodon gets a 24, but because of the incapacitation trait, turns it into a critical success. The poor little Zolgath warrior, though. Incapacitation trait does jack shit, because he's a low level. He critically fails with a 6.
So Cav Nakash will be dazzled for one round. Nothing to the Pteranodon. And the critical failure on the Zolgath will be he's stunned for one round and blinded for 1 minute.
Poor motherfucker.
Fuck you!
Yeah, pretty much, man. All right.
That's my turn.
Fucking good call by the Wiz.
I am right in their faces right now, though, yeah. So I'm really hoping Jebediah comes and runs in front of me.
I'm sorry, I was going to bait him back and make him use their movement so they wouldn't, like...
I was afraid you were going to get up in my range where I was going to color spray you, too. Like, I moved my max 30 feet to get up there.
Yeah.
Well, the Wiz jumps out front, I can only imagine, because he's just absolutely devastated by the fact that his friends... murdered in this tower.
Oh, Whoa, who was murdered?
Jeff will just take all of his turns and Turtle's turns just to kind of position into combat.
Okay. Jeb moves in. Turtle moves in. Jeb's got short, stubby dwarf legs.
So he's really fucking sick of it. So fucking dumb.
We're going to find a way to get you faster, man. Take the fleet.
Hold on.
We did give you that thing that allows you to move faster.
You got the dashing bracelet.
Does that take a movement activate?
To activate,
Yeah, then I'm not going to do it.
How long does it last?
Like a minute, I think.
So yeah, that basically leaves you in the same spot you started, where you are now.
Except for in the future, you'll have 30 feet of movement.
If they end up chasing all over this tower, it wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing, but...
Then after Jebediah, it's the Pteranodon's turn. The Pteranodon will spend its first action, first and second action, performing an ability called Swoop. The Pteranodon flies up to its speed and makes one beak strike at any point during the movement. So he's gonna soar across the tower here, just beyond Peach Pie. And as he passes Peach Pie, he's going to make a beak attack on Peach Pie. You get a 19 to hit.
Ooh, just miss.
Fucking just misses. And as he misses that beak attack, he's going to use his third action to attack Peach Pie again. This time with a 19 to hit again. Which will also miss. Pteranodon swoops by Peach Pie and misses both times. Which will take us down to Kavnakash. He's frightened and he's dazzled. Uses his first and second action to shoot the wizard with an utterly cold ray of darkness tinged with unholy energy.
Bro, that's not cool.
He's going to make a spell attack roll against the wizard and get a 25 to hit.
Yeah,
because Kavnakash is dazzled, he has a mischance to me. He rolls a 15 on that, which overcomes the DC 5. So he hits. This spell is called Chilling Darkness. Make a ranged spell attack against the target. You deal 5d6 cold damage, plus 5d6 evil damage.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, I'm dead.
The target is celestial.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
The wiz is definitely not celestial.
Not celestial. The farthest thing from. That being said, the wizard is going to take 21 points.
Fuck me, that hurts. Oof.
Some solid fucking D6 rolls.
I'm hurt. I'm hurt real bad.
Run away!
And that's over half my health.
Yeah, well over.
Oh, yeah. Then after Kavnakash spends his first and second action shooting that cold ray of frost at the wizard, he's going to use his third action to get behind the blinded Zul'gath warrior and use him as cover. Which brings us to that Zul'gath warrior's turn, who is currently stunned because of color spray. He's going to lose his first action.
No, loses the round. He's stunned for the round.
Oh, he's stunned for the round. Stupid bastard. Well, that's going to take us up to the top of round two. Moonlight, it's your turn.
Okay. Moonlight is going to move up far enough in order to get these two guys that decided to, group up within 10 feet of each other, and I will do another sound burst on them.
Kavnakash and the Zul'gath warrior. Then the fortitude save, the Zul'gath warrior gets a 12. I would imagine fails.
Yes, that's a failure.
Kavnakash gets a 27.
Yeah, that is a regular success. So Zul'gath warrior will take 4 or 11 damage, and Kavnakash will take 5. And the Zul'gath warrior is now also deafened for one round.
That poor bastard.
So he is blind and deaf. And that's my turn.
Peach Pie. It's your turn.
So we're going to move up to Kavnakash, and we are just going to smash him with my big top stake driver. 24 to hit.
That's a hit. Are you raging?
I am raging.
Well, that's unfortunate for Kavnakash.
16 damage.
Yikes. Big hit. Smack second across attack. The face.
Hell yeah.
Ooh! Oh, fuck!
That's nat 20.
Yeah, it is.
30.
Oh my god!
Dude! You gotta do him like that, huh?
Ooh. Wow, man. Why you gotta do Kavnakash like that?
That is why the best strategy. 36 damage. And that is the end of my turn.
That's a massive hit. Peach Pie walks up and just cracks Kavnakash across the skull, and he sees stars and birds, and fuck, that hurts. Then after Peach Pie, it's the Wiz's turn.
This is where hydraulic push would have been really good.
Yeah.
How do you remember?
Color spray really did a good job too, though.
I'm going to use my first action to step up next to them. Second and third is going to be to use a heightened burning hands. So level 2 burning hands.
Second level burning hands in the face. That's going to be both of them.
Did you take that as a spell, or can you like automatically do that?
Wizards can automatically do it.
Automatically do what?
Like take the heightened versions.
Yeah, but like
I don't have to write in.
You prepared the heightened. You prepared the heightened version.
But I don't actually have to like take it as like one of the spells I write in my book. I just have to make sure I took Burning Hands as a first level.
You prepared it as second level.
I prepared it as a second.
Yeah, the difference for a sorcerer is you have to actually learn that spell at the second level.
Yeah.
And the first level, etc. The Zolgath warrior gets a 14 to save against the Burning Hands, and Kavnakash gets a 15 to save.
And both fail. So full damage, 46 damage.
Jesus!
So, yeah, 16 damage.
I wanted to kill somebody, not get killed so quickly. The Zolgath warrior. I know I shouldn't have realized. The Zolgath warrior who was... Well, let's just cover real quick. Blind and deafened from the sound burst. Doesn't even realize what's burning him to death. But he burns to death. That's going to bring us over to Jebediah and Turtle. It's your turn.
All right. Well, I will... Someone just toot. You guys yell at my mic. My mic doesn't pick up my toots. All right, I will heal the tutor.
Hold on. I gotta stop you there.
You gotta come back. Who do you heal?
The Wiz.
You heal
for
the
27
Wiz.
HPs. Maxing
him out. Is that more than your max?
Yes, no, not his mags. It's
more than he was down, though.
Yeah.
Not by much.
It was one more.
Turtle will move in to try to help the clown.
You flank Kavnakash. Kavnakash. I still haven't figured out how
I mean,
say that.
I almost feel bad for him.
Seriously, you guys are fucking him up.
Oh, shit.
28 to hit?
Yeah, 28 hits.
I guess he's dead. Yeah.
10 damage.
Oh my god.
All right, Jeb, time to go animal.
Seduce it. Go seduce the pterodactyl.
Turtle comes up behind Kavnakash. He got one of his spells off. One round. You guys should see this dude's spell list.
Nah, we're good.
Fuck, man. Honestly,
Moonlight would really like to learn Chilling Darkness. That sounds like a really fun spell.
I really thought that this was going to be a harder combat than it was. Turtle comes up behind Kavnakash as he's being distracted by Peach Pie, and Turtle crushes Kavnakash's neck in between his jaws, and he drops.
Fucking over.
It's over.
Like, now that Turtle is medium, she seems so much scary.
Yeah.
Dude, she's ridiculously powerful now.
Damn. Let's fight ourselves a pterodactyl.
I mean...
Unless it flies away to its new room.
After Jebediah and Turtle just completely rock Kavnakash.
I mean, I didn't do shit.
That's true.
I did 7 damage.
I mean, you healed me, man.
I did heal you.
You did a lot. Like, I was really hurt.
Yeah, the whiz is appreciative. Like
this is supposed to be a suspenseful combat. It was more danger in the Aether Spider combat. Both times.
The succubus was harder.
And the succubus combat.
Fuck. It is the Pteranodon's turn. And they will fly 40 feet across the platform and attack Turtle on their way through.
The fuck?
Because Turtle killed their master. Get a 25 to hit Turtle.
Yeah.
Deal Turtle 8 points of piercing damage with the beak. And we'll also stab at Turtle another time, but only get a 7 to hit.
Does this thing end on the ground? Not flying?
It does.
Not very smart.
Yeah, no shit.
Interestingly enough, if you take a moment to look, it seems as though this Pteranodon's wing is injured. You don't think it could actually stay afloat if it tried to
fly. I'm not going
to
kill an injured fucking Pteranodon.
It just fucking bit my cat. You're going to kill it.
All right. That's it. If Jeb gives me the green light. All right.
I feel like Jeb should keep this thing. Heal it.
It looks lost. I don't think dinosaurs are friends. I'm from the forest.
What was the entire first floor about then?
I've changed my mind. This entire like next book's going to be dinosaurs. I can't be sympathetic to all of them.
Okay, I'm going to try something I have not done before. It's a spell I have never used. It's called Telekinetic Maneuver.
Oh.
So essentially, I get to do a disarm, shove, or trip, but use my spell attack roll instead of my athletics check. So I'm going to attempt to trip the Pteranodon.
Oh.
So, let's
second
see.
Level spell?
Yes. Oh, man. Does 18 beat its reflex DC?
18 does not beat its reflex DC.
Damn shitty rolls. Yeah. Yeah, so do my tentacular limbs for my final action and call it good then.
Then after Moonlight, Peach Pie, it's your turn.
Poor shown by telekinetic maneuver.
Well, we'll just move up to the Pteranodon and let him know how we feel about attacking Turtle.
Well, how do you feel about that?
I feel a 28 to hit about.
Fuck's sake, that's a critical hit.
Hmm. I feel 34 damage about it.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
What the fuck? What the fuck is happening?
Your static is so ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Nuts. Guys, I've lost control. I have no control over this anymore.
Hey, how did you like playing the last fight? What'd you get to do? Fly around a little bit?
Peach Pie comes up with that big stake driver. Peach Pie, how do you kill this Pteranodon?
I mean, a little sad, but you don't hurt Turtle. And I'm raging right now. But to me, Peach Pie's rage isn't, like, anger. It's more just sadness. Just overwhelming sadness.
You wouldn't like me when I'm sad.
Exactly. That's Peach Pie's rage. So he comes up to this thing, and he just feels really bad about it. But fuck it. Giant hammer right to the head, crush the skull, nice and quick and painless. Gross, the brain splatter, and the beak cracks, but painless.
I mean, it was probably painful.
It was probably
for a little bit.
For just a split second, that was the worst thing it's ever experienced. Well,
God, so 34, and what was your other one? 36?
36. God, yeah, I dealt 52 damage in that one turn with a 16 damage and a 36.
Well, between those two crits, you did 70, so.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Loop. Barbarian.
The Circus of Wayward Wonders completely demolishes the end boss fight of book one.
I mean, the Circus of Wayward Wonders and the Wiz.
Oh, you're going to join. We're recruiting you.
So, Kavdakash had 4 major things on him.
Dang.
I'm going to skip the Zolgath Warrior. No one fucking cares.
Nobody cares.
What he was carrying. Also, the Pteranodon is a dinosaur, isn't carrying anything. Kavdakash is where this really comes in. Kavdakash had that glowing blue maul.
It's a maul?
It's a maul.
Magical.
My weapon's a maul.
It's really magical.
Yeah, I think your 10 stake or tent driver just got better.
Might just have gotten replaced, unless it's some fucking unholy thing, because Tyler did describe it with like an unholy glow, and I don't want that shit.
No.
But is Peach Pie good?
I think Peach Pie is chaotic neutral, and Bernard is neutral good, and keeps trying to push him towards being good.
I like that. Well, Captain Kosh was carrying a plus one striking.
Oh, shit.
Gross. I've been deemed useless.
I'm sorry. Sorry,
Spencer. You heal people now.
You're now the healer.
Great.
Congratulations.
You're welcome for Savatry dying.
We will get you a... I would even be willing to like move the striking rune from the mall over to your axe.
I mean, it might work out better because I can start doing other things.
Captain Kosh also is carrying a piece of wood that's emblazoned with an image representing some deity that you really don't know anything about.
Don't.
What'd you get on your religion check, Wiz?
10.
You don't know fuck about this.
Peach Pie will try. Ooh, 13.
You got no idea. What is this thing?
Thought I'd try with a nature check.
You have no idea.
What is this? The symbol or something?
It's his holy symbol, a wooden holy symbol, but it's something you've never seen before. The holy symbol, they look like really wicked calipers, or even almost like the mandibles of a large, like, stag beetle.
Yeah, I don't recognize that at all. Like, even me, I don't recognize that, and I was just fucking reading through Gods and Magic today. I do not reckon
we're
going to
have
that.
A conversation about Zevkusetvetub.
What?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Oh, this is a holy symbol of Zevkusablablub.
Zankuthan? I don't think so.
No.
Not quite.
The closest one it looks like to me is Akachek, the assassin, has like two mandibles as its holy symbol, but it's not like that.
It's not. The third thing that Kavnakash has on him, scale mail.
Plain
scale mail. Nothing magical. Nothing fancy. Stuck in his belt, there's a wand that Moonlight doesn't recognize.
No, the religion was to see if I could tell what that symbol was.
Oh, then you all fucking fail, and none of you know what that religious symbol means. We'll try that at a later time. But there's a wand that Kavnakash has tucked in his belt.
I'm earning hero point because I don't think we're going to be making a lot of rolls. 26.
The wizard recognizes that the wand is a wand of heal, a second level heal.
How many charges?
Doesn't have charges in 1E or 2E.
Wands don't work that way, man.
You like charge them or some shit.
You can do it once per day, and then you can overcharge it one more time per day, but you risk breaking it.
Correct.
Oh, I passed it over to the druid. Druid, here's a wand. It heals people and stuff.
Oh, great. Just what I built this character for.
You're welcome.
This is
on Tyler. It's not on me. I just didn't want to build a second healer.
This is on David building a barbarian. Your druid doesn't get to do everything.
I want to shoot lightning bolts, bite people, and slash their heads open.
You are now level 5.
Yeah.
As Kavnakash falls and the pteranodon that he had dies, the Aeon orb that circles the tower and that bright light that it exudes, Jebediah, you feel that life-giving energy that it just emanates as it's circling around the tower begins getting brighter and stronger, and suddenly you feel inside your own essence this bright light, and it pings. Turtle feels it, and inside of Peach Pie that bright essence pings. Bernard feels it too. Moonlight feels it. The wizard feels it. Suddenly, before you all even realize what's happening, this bright light is emanating from the core of your essence, of your being, and this bright light shoots out from the center of all of you, and it shines brightly, and you feel...
Are we the Care Bears?
Yeah, that's
the
exactly
the Care Bear Stare!
You feel this light, this healing light that emanates through all of you. It's obviously coming from the orb, and it stops that erratic movement that it had. It stops shifting around in its orbit, and it's smooth, and it starts circling with a clean orbit around the tower. And that light that you felt coming from it coalesces and digs itself into your being. You now all have the resonant reflection of the Tower of Arryn. You have something called the reflection of life. All of you get it. Turtle gets it. Bernard gets it. It's called a resonant reflection. This is the resonant reflection of life. It has the healing and the magical traits. You regain double the normal number of hit points when resting, meaning you regain double your constitution modifier multiplied by your level instead of your constitution modifier multiplied by your level.
That's really good.
The healing you gain from long-term rest is similarly doubled. In addition, you can focus this healing energy to accelerate your body's natural healing process even further. With a two-action activate activity, once per day, you can gain fast healing 3 for 1 minute. This amount of fast healing increases by 1 for every 2 levels that you have beyond 5th level, which you now have achieved.
I accept. Now you guys can heal yourselves. Screw up.
That's why I thought Spencer would enjoy it. As the Aeon Orb circles the Tower of Arryn, Jeb, you feel that life-giving energy. You almost think that you see the trees in the distance below you and around the Tower of Arryn become a more vibrant shade of green. It seems to grow a little more.
The infection's going away, whatever it was.
That's good news.
It still feels incomplete. It's no longer being interfered with, but it isn't at its full power. Hey, Wizard.
What's up?
You forgot to tell the party, but when you were down in Belenny's room, you found a journal, and you just kind of slipped it in your pocket. You forgot to bring it up.
Oh, nice. What's it say? I feel like I'm just going to start reading it in front of everybody and not say what it is.
Kavnakash keeps mentioning something about this, like, abandoned temple underneath Escadar called the Moonstone Hall. Belenny was looking to go through Kavnakash to get to the Zolgaths that sent him here from the Moonstone Hall. Some sort of ancient temple or something. The Zolgaths don't own it, but they found it.
I mean, can anybody really truly own something?
Whatever the Moonstone Hall is, it's under Escadar. Whatever the Moonstone Hall holds, the Zolgaths found something there. And whoever sent Kavnakash to the Tower of Arryn, those Zolgath leaders, whoever those more powerful Zolgaths are. Belenny writes in her journal here about how weak Kavnakash is, about how useless he is. He can't even destroy the orb. Tried to get Belenny's help to destroy it. It just didn't work. Couldn't manage it. He was getting frustrated, but he really needed to destroy that orb based on orders that he was given from Zolgaths in the Moonstone Hall under Escadar.
So now we know where we need to go next.
Final boss defeated. Book 1 completed. Level 5 achieved.
And now we have a lead to a place called Moonstone Hall in Escadar. Next week, we will be continuing Extinction Curse into Book 2, Legacy of the Lost God. We here at MinMax want to thank you, our friends and fellow adventurers, for joining us. Check out our website where we have information about the characters we play, including art and backstories. We'd also love to encourage you to come join our Discord, where you can chat with us and other listeners of the show about the show and just about general nerdery. We are truly proud and happy to see this little community surrounding Paizo Actual Play Podcasts grow, and it is full of nothing but welcoming and respectful people. Truly, all are welcome here. And finally, if you're interested in throwing a little financial support toward MinMaxed, check out our Patreon. We are so appreciative of all our patrons. You really do help keep this show running. We welcome you all back to join us next time, and until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.